This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Hey, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. One of the protesters, the occupiers, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge is dead. We told you about him earlier, and there are another eight of them who have been arrested in various different circumstances. One of them was arrested in Arizona after he turned himself in. That was the guy who made a 15-minute long video from the inside of his truck at the very beginning of this occupation, making it sound like he was ready to go down shooting. He went down without incident in Arizona. I'm not trying to say that he's not a tough guy or whatever, but he ended up leaving the refuge and the feds put out a warrant for his arrest and he ended up turning himself in Arizona. There are others. Several of them were busted along with Emin and Ryan Bundy, the two ostensible leaders of the group. Several were busted last night. That's where the shooting happened, where apparently a group of the occupiers were traveling to a nearby town. They were pulled over during this time, so somewhere on the roads, and they were, at some point, someone got shot. One of the guys was shot to death.
Lavoy.
And the occupiers are saying he was shot like over 100 times, that he had his hands up in the air.
The woman who was on site claims that he was maybe shot 6 times and that there were like more than 100 shots fired.
Ah, okay.
Doesn't seem to be particularly good testimony to marksmanship.
So we don't
know. And there have been videos where we've seen police fire 47 times and only hit their intended target a handful.
And we don't know what the scene was like.
It's relatively common when stress is flying. And handguns aren't meant to be weapons that are, they're not weapons for marksmen. They're weapons to fight your way to your rifle.
Yes. So we're going to your calls and your thoughts about this. There's a lot that we have yet to cover. We've played some of the excerpts from one of the live streams. The activists or the occupiers there do have the ability to stream out live to YouTube, and they've been doing that throughout the day on a channel called Defend Your Base. And so we'll play some more of those excerpts for you on the way. Plus, Emin Bundy, as we learned earlier in the show, has now asked through his attorney, because he's in jail, Emin Bundy has had his attorney make a statement asking the remaining occupiers to leave the Federal Wildlife Refuge, while those who are there look like they are literally digging in. They have a caterpillar, an earth-moving digging device, and they are doing some digging.
They're not just digging. I mean, that's not just the speculation. They are digging in.
They're digging, literally.
They're talking about, killing federal agents. They're doing the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, let's go to Jeff. He's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, and you can't bring up anything. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Welcome back, Mark, also.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sure. So I was looking at this guy named Lysander Spooner. It's kind of an insult to some poor highwayman who's just a robber on his own to compare him to the state, because the state, doesn't just leave you alone like a regular highwayman would. But I appreciate that you guys are talking about this stuff. A couple of reasons. I think that most of the media either just glosses over it and it's a news item, and then they lie, basically, because it's my understanding he didn't shoot at them. It wasn't a shootout. It was an execution,
The claim is that by the people on site that he had his hands up.
Yeah. So
that's
I mean,
the claim.
So this
and one of the things that I read last night said that he left his weapon back at the compound, that he never took it with him when he left.
Oh, they don't need that. They can say that, looked like a cell phone. He was holding his finger out, whatever.
Well, see, now, the fact that, most of the media, I'm wondering what other people say out there. What do you hear from most of the media? I guess they're probably saying that it was a shootout. And then, if they lie about it, they don't have to have a bunch of status saying, oh, they should get those guys. Because I hear some people say stuff like that, I think. But maybe not a lot, but some people would.
I hear them, yeah.
Guys, yeah. I mean, because that's kind of, it's like they're loyalists or they're useful idiots or something that Well, they have no idea, no clue. I suppose most people during the War for Independence were actually for Britain or something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say the numbers. I've what you learned in school was it was a third that were for England, a third for secession, and a third didn't really care one way or the other. But
this brings up the clothing that some of the men are, at least one of the men is wearing in this video. The big guy who's the pretty much been most of the audio that we played in the last hour, where he's asking people to militia members to show up and shoot the feds if they get in the way. And we know the feds are apparently blocking off the roads. So if someone were to show up, they would be blocked from getting there. So this guy's asking them to be violent. He's wearing a hat that says 3%. And Daryl, you looked that up.
Yes, and apparently that's reference to the belief that it was only 3% of Americans that actually took up arms to fight against the British military.
So he feels like he's one of them.
Right. They're basically trying to say, this is the second American Revolution, and it's only going to be about 3% of us that are brave enough to wind up standing up and fighting.
It looks like a lot less than 3% in this case. Jeff, anything else you want to share?
Well, now, were you guys talking about that Lysander Spooner in the past? Because I think I heard it from you guys.
Yeah, we've talked about Lysander Spooner on a number of occasions. He wrote No Treason and a number of other treatises and texts.
I looked up this Highwayman thing on YouTube, and that's how I found him. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. He's a great writer. I think well worth a read for anyone who hasn't checked out Lysander Spooner. Very, very anti-state, very pro-freedom. Let's continue here. Let's go to Brian. He's in California on via Skype. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I hear you refer to riots all the time when you were talking about, like, defense. And I had some questions about libertarian rights theory.
Yeah, sure.
In particular, I don't understand its meaning in general. What does it mean to have the right to do something, but not the ability to do so? Or not have the right to do something, but you have the ability to do so? I don't understand.
To have the right to do something, but not have the ability to do so.
Yes.
What's a good example of something like
that? Yeah, you're going to have to help me out with that.
I can give an example of that. Free speech in Turkmenistan.
Do they recognize rights in Turkmenistan? I suspect they don't.
Right.
They don't. So they don't have the ability to exercise their rights, but
their right
every
isn't recognized.
Human being has the same right. So,
okay.
It's whether or not a local government recognizes the right that gives one the ability to exercise the right.
But is that what you had in mind, Brian?
No, I'm talking about libertarian rights theory. So, in particular, what rights the libertarians believe we have. In particular, so freedom of speech is obviously not one of them, right? But the right to self-defense.
I believe you have freedom of speech.
So let me give you a hypothetical. All right? If I tie you down, right, and I rape you, right, a libertarian would say you have the right to defend yourself, but you can't, right? Let's say I restrain you to the point where it's ensured that you won't be able to do anything.
Right.
I gag you like,
sure.
Sons of Lamb. So what does that mean? Yeah, imagine yourself restrained. You're fettered, right? Imagine yourself totally restrained, chained up, with a gag over your mouth. What does it mean for you to have the right to do something, to defend yourself when you can't? Or vice versa.
I don't understand the question. What does it mean? I mean, you've stripped the person of their
right.
It
means you have the right to, but you can't.
So my hypothetical, I stripped you the ability in that circumstance. Also, you can flip it, right? Not have the right to do something, but the ability to do so. So what does it mean? Let's say if I'm a king, right? If I'm an all-powerful king, and libertarians say I don't have the right to aggress against you or whatever.
Sure, you have the ability. You don't have to be the king. You, as a human being, have the ability to take you have the ability to take another human's life. You don't have the right to do it, but you have the ability to do it.
Yes,
what does that have to do with libertarianism?
There's no one to stop me. So I'm asking, what does it mean, What's the relationship between right and ability? I don't understand. So when you look at the guy that's restrained, right, the guy that's getting raped or murdered, that's being restrained, a libertarian would tell him, hey, you have the right to defend yourself.
No, I think a libertarian would try to help him out.
I think a good person would try to stop the aggressor, try to assist the person who's being attacked.
Is that which, by right, I have a duty or some type of obligation to help the
guy? A right is a function of ownership. A right, I have the right to drive my car because I own my car. I have the right to speech of my out of my mouth because I own my body.
I don't think you have an obligation to help that person, but it's the right thing to do to help a human who's being attacked. If you want, we can continue the discussion. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by shopping
through SaveItPurse.com. Go to SaveATPurse.com. SaveItPurse.com allows you to buy things at Amazon for significant discounts. I have finally gotten 50% off of one of my purchases through SaveItPurse.com. My previous record was 45%. Now I have achieved the highest possible discount through SaveItPurse.com, and it really didn't take that long to get this one at all. Now, if you set a 50% discount, you should prepare yourself to wait, because there's no guarantee that that thing is going to go anytime soon, because what's happening is you're basically competing in a marketplace of potential Bitcoin buyers, people who want to buy your Bitcoin for a significant markup over market value, and that's how you end up getting these amazing Amazon discounts. Usually I'll go for like 20 or 30% if I need something sooner rather than later, because those orders are filled, in my experience, in like less than an hour. But in the case of the 50% that I just recently got, it didn't take more than a couple days. So, yeah, your luck may vary, but either way, you can get serious discounts. 20 to 30% easy to get. 40%, 50%, you're going to be waiting a little longer. Go to SaveItPurse.com. The key is you have to have Bitcoin to make this possible, and that's a great reason to get Bitcoin. SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases. We're on with Brian in California, who's made, I don't know if this is an esoteric call, but it's certainly it's one that's a little confusing.
Abstract.
It's abstract. It's one of a little confusing to me. You're bringing up rights and abilities and sort of contrasting them and asking what libertarians believe. So what is exactly that? Is there a point you're driving at, Brian?
Yeah. Your whole foundation is ridiculous.
Okay.
So
what is the foundation?
To build a kind of economic philosophy based on rights, SNAP, homesteading, self-ownership assumption, right?
Well, so the libertarians really don't believe anything that is beyond the idea of people shouldn't use aggression against one another. That's truly the libertarian viewpoint. Right. Libertarianism doesn't speak anything to economics.
Right. Rights theory that libertarians employ largely comes out of the Enlightenment period. So, I mean, this is not this isn't new theory. But what part specifically don't you agree with?
Anything that starts with rights, right?
Well, so you don't believe rights exist.
No.
Okay.
And I don't believe in self. I don't believe all people own themselves.
Okay.
And I don't believe in homesteading. That's not an efficient way to allocate property.
There's not a lot of real estate left, so homesteading.
You're in the right place,
Brian. Inefficient.
You live in California, and we are in New Hampshire, and hopefully you'll stay right where you are.
Well, hold on. Before you just toss down the gauntlet here, so homesteading is a...
I'm not tossing down the gauntlet. I'm tossing him away. I have no use for this person.
Homesteading's a theory, and it largely does not get employed any longer, so...
Ian, before you criticize me, maybe I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I have an alternative to that. That you may be willing. I mean,
an alternative to what?
To homesteading, or the actual natural law of how property is allocated in a free market. Right. So I'm a free market anarchist, right? But I don't believe I'm not one who believes in this the bullcrap that came out of Austrian philosophy. Or even Ayn Rand.
I don't think rights came out from any of those things.
I think they expounded. I think it was some of it was developed by Ayn Rand, and
I'm pretty sure the idea of rights existed long before Ayn Rand.
Right. Well, he's only talking about the honing and the shaping.
I don't believe in Ayn Rand.
What the hell he has to say?
I just like to clarify. I don't believe in Ayn Rand. I'm not a Randian.
I believe Ayn Rand was a person, and she wrote some stuff, but I've not read more than a little bit of it and didn't really care for what I read.
So history doesn't matter, right? All that matters is...
Ayn Rand was not a historian.
Anyway, go ahead, Brian.
It doesn't matter who came up with what and how they developed it. It just matters what modern libertarian philosophy is now, right? So I'm talking about... I don't care about what they started with or the history of it. I care about what most of the figureheads present libertarian theory or ANCAP theory even from Rothbard, right? So Rothbard took the idea of rights in that and
On the radio,
I don't know if you know that you're on a radio show, but we have radio stations and we have to unfortunately protect their licenses. Sorry about that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So he doesn't believe in rights. He doesn't believe in the idea of homesteading. He calls himself an anarcho-capitalist.
Market capitalist. Market anarchist.
Look, if you don't believe in rights, I got no use for you. I'm not going to try to persuade you to believe in rights. I would rather find the people. That's what I was saying. I'll just throw this guy away. Please, stay in California. If you don't believe in rights, I want nothing to do with you because you're dangerous. If you don't believe in rights, you won't respect the rights of other people. The idea of rights is just an idea. There's no proof that rights exist. It's just an agreement between human beings that benefits us. It benefits us to respect other people's rights because we want them to respect our rights. And if you don't believe in rights, then you can't be expected to respect those other people's rights. So you're a danger.
Rights are delineated, and I've said this over and over again. You can call them real or not real if that's what you want to do, and that's fine. But they're delineated by ownership, by property. So property doesn't exist, right? Like there's a truck that sits outside. It's green and has a gray bed because my old one got broken.
The truck exists.
My ownership of it is abstract, mm-hmm. and there may be a piece of paper that says I own it, but it's still abstract in the sense that people recognize, not my truck, must be somebody else's truck, and then when I say, my truck, and my
key
fits my truck, they say that mine.
That's right. Mark's truck.
So it doesn't exist in reality as my truck, it's simply an idea. is in a world of agreement. Rights are a function of the agreement that you own yourself. So are you in a terrible situation where you can't, like, for instance, you are a deaf mute. You have the right to free speech even as a deaf mute, but you don't have the ability to do it. So rights theory simply says that you own your vocal cords. Your ability to use them and articulate the words that come out of your mouth are, different. Like babies, they own their vocal cords and can make loud noises, but they can't give the Gettysburg Address.
Yes.
So they have to, it takes them years to come up to the point where they can simply read and memorize the Gettysburg Address. And it's going to take them many more years to be able to create a work of prose so moving and interesting, right? So that's what rights are. You don't have to agree with them, but to disagree with rights, you must fundamentally, in my opinion, disagree with property.
Yeah, and we didn't get to that point with him. It would have been interesting to hear if he believes in property.
Well, I want
to
hear him call back in again sometime. I mean,
I like these
people that talk about theory. Theories I find interesting, and my ideas have changed over time. It's people like this that with ideas that have changed my opinion because they get me thinking.
Yeah, I like having conversations, but I'm sorry, I'm not going to change my belief in rights. I think rights are a good idea, and it's a firm idea that I have.
I may very well change them, but I have to be presented with evidence that is articulated well and very moving.
I've got a question for the people that don't believe in property. What happens with my underpants? Do I have to share those no property?
Nobody wants them, dude.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Further, will the person who doesn't believe in property, do they own anything? And if so, can you take it?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you here to join us on the toll-free number, but don't say the F word or the S word, please. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or we'll have to use our dump button on you. And we don't enjoy using the dump button. I do not get pleasure from using the dump button. In fact, it's upsetting because usually it ends the call early, and I like to, you know, end a call when it's in due time. So join us here. You still have plenty of time to get on and share your thoughts on whatever you want. It doesn't have to be the federal wildlife refuge in Oregon that is not yet under siege by the federal government, but they have been picking off the occupiers at on the periphery. There was a
opportune time.
Yeah, there was a group of them traveling yesterday evening or late afternoon yesterday, and they were picked off, and then a few others have been arrested. And when I say picked off, I mean arrested. Only one has been shot to death at this point. But the rest of them who are there in the refuge are certainly well aware of that shooting and are now literally digging into the earth and asking other supporters to come out and help them, and literally asking them in a YouTube streaming video to kill any federal agents that get in their way. So this does not look like a conflict that is going to end peaceably. You've got violent people on both sides of the fence here, and we'll tell you more about it. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, or we can talk about rights and that sort of stuff. Liberty Forum, by the way, a great place to discuss things like rights. Liberty Forum. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can get your tickets there February 18th through the 21st. If you love liberty, this is going to be a great event for you. Edward Snowden is going to be the keynote speaker, and there will be dozens of other speakers, panel discussions, things like that will be happening throughout the weekend. It's actually Thursday, February 18th through Sunday, February 21st, and that's coming up here. We're talking about 3 weeks, basically, from Yeah, pretty much three weeks from tonight. We're going to be broadcasting live, Free Talk Live, broadcasting every single night. You can join us in person, in reality, and hundreds of other real-life, liberty-oriented people. These are the people who will give you, hopefully, that hope that you may have lost. If you're on the outside of New Hampshire and you're feeling lonely and you're feeling desperate and you're feeling like it's going to come down to you and the federal government or whatever, if you're thinking about going out to Oregon, don't do that. Don't do that. Choose the peaceful route. Choose the route that that makes the most sense, which is to gather together in large numbers of other peaceful people who can then work together to change the system, which is working. We're seeing that happen here in New Hampshire. We've actually got free staters who've been elected. Imagine that. Liberty-minded people elected to actual state representative seats. It's happening here in New Hampshire, and that's just one of the myriad of activist projects and things that are going on here. You'll get a sampling of that when you're at the Liberty Forum. NHLibertyForum.com. Go lock your tickets in now and get registered. Get your hotel room taken care of. NHLibertyForum.com as we continue here with your calls and thoughts. If we get a chance, we'll play some more excerpts from one of the videos of the occupiers out in Oregon, what they are saying on these live streams. We got some of that coming up here. But first, let's go to the phones where Tom is on the line in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Well, the FCC is certainly not an organization that I'm a fan of this evening because I really wanted to hear the rest of the godless rape fantasy analogy, guys.
It was kind of funny. You really,
it was a graphic description of raping Mark.
I think he was talking about raping.
Without lube, and I will not give you a reach around, but I will gently pull your hair as I nibble your left ear. Not the right ear, the left ear.
I've had you guys one of the background. I've been in and out of the room. I asked the screener, I said, you're still on the topic of Oregon. And he said, talk about whatever you like, as always. And I thought that I had heard something that strayed away from that a bit. I didn't realize just how in detail we were into another subject. I'm going to stay on that for a moment.
I got to say, it wasn't as good as the fan fiction that we were reading during one of our times off the air. Someone had submitted some of the fan fiction written about the Malheur Federal Wildlife.
Homoerotic fan fiction.
Right. Gay fan fiction written about Amon Bundy and the other characters up there, which was pretty entertaining, I gotta say. Much more entertaining than the caller.
I heard about some of the creative care packages that were sent up there. Yeah.
Just in case we needed
imaginations. And by the way, the guy asking a question about the underwear, see, I took some mental notes here. I couldn't help but kind of just fall right into that pit. I guess the underwear would be wrapped around you somewhere, right? You'd be bound with it or gagged with it.
No. So the question was in regards to the people that say that there's no such thing as property. Like, property doesn't exist, man. Like, everybody just shares everything. So do I get my own underwear, or do I have to, is there communal underwear, and there's, like, eight pairs of them, and, you know, like, we all kind of share those?
I was just struck, I guess, on his trying to use the rape fantasy as an analogy. I was going to say, it's not a legitimate question anyway, because at least in
what's not
one,
what's not a legitimate question?
Well, he was posing what would it mean if you were bound and prostrate and he was doing something to you? Was that the same guy?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and this is where my mind goes sometimes, it's not a legitimate question because in Maryland, at least, without vaginal penetration, there is no rape. So it's a question that's not a question. So you would say...
Really? In Maryland, just to clarify... It's not rape if there's a rectal penetration?
Absolutely. Without vaginal penetration, there is not a rape.
Wow. What is it called then? There's got to be
lascivious, I'm sure.
Oh, there's sodomy, there's sexual assaults and things of that nature. But a guy absolutely cannot be raped in Maryland.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway. I'll get off of that because, like I said, my mind can just delve into those pits.
So any comments on what's going on in Oregon, Tom? Because you were the guy who broke it to us last night. If you hadn't have called in to give us a heads up, we might not have known. So thank you for that. But what's the latest? What do you want to say about it?
Well, you know, I had hoped that I'd wake up this morning and find out that no one had actually died.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was the grandfatherly type guy, and I was really curious as to how in the world these guys, in conjunction with the state police, I'm talking about the FBI, could plan this takedown, this arrest, with all the resources in the world and all the manpower in the world, and not be able to take these folks without taking a life. You know, a cop who does a career, you know, 2 decades or more in law enforcement, is going to make thousands of vehicle stops, hundreds of which are felony stops, oftentimes with just him and his partner, maybe a backup unit with a few other guys or gals. And without incident, these folks who are felons and they have felonious bad intent are taken into custody without incident. I'm thinking, you know, here's one stop these guys with all these resources have, and they got to kill somebody, the grandfather of all people. Now, I did see the tape. Someone brought that to my attention this morning.
What tape?
The tape of Mr. Is it Sickle? I can't remember.
The dead gentleman? Thing.
Yes, it seemed. He did speak as though this was going to be his final stand.
Yes,
he did. Use those words, but
his friends, his associates, say that he had his hands in the air.
He was also the father of, 50 foster kids or something.
Oh, yeah, 11 of them, yeah.
That may be right now, but he may have been the father previously of more.
I see.
To, yeah.
And regardless, you know, that even brings up more questions because certainly FBI, they know the techniques and they have the equipment to take someone who has a death wish, if he did have one, into custody without taking his life.
Yeah, that's true. They got plenty of non-lethal weapons they could have used against him.
You know, all the time in the world, all the resources in the world, all the manpower in the world. And, you know, it makes you wonder, did they, in fact, want to make an example of these people? It's just very,
I think
very
so.
Troubling to me.
Well, yeah, the example is they are willing to use violence, and now you've got these other people in the wildlife refuge who, instead of leaving, are now literally digging into the earth with a caterpillar device.
I wanted to make a comment about that, if you can hold me over.
Yeah, I can do that. Tom, a former cop on the line from Baltimore, will continue with his thoughts about what's going to happen next. 8 people arrested, 1 dead in Oregon. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be.
clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough time for you. If you dial now, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Don't forget to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that for $5 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We invest that into the show and use it to get on more radio stations, not by buying the airtime, but by marketing Free Talk Live to those stations. Daryl, you and I call radio stations
yes.
on a regular basis. We were doing that this morning and throughout the week. We tend to do that when we're not in New Hampshire's state house testifying, as we will be likely tomorrow morning. Actually, I don't know if we're going to testify tomorrow morning because it's going to be a prostitution legalization bill, and normally, you and I are pretty good about going in and testifying on things, but it might be better to leave that to the ladies.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'll see. I guess I'll see how I feel.
I'm going to definitely cover the press conference for that bill.
That's correct. Yeah,
and we're be then I'm probably heading into the election law where they have a subcommittee because I like to keep an eye on that committee. I have sort of adopted that committee.
This is something we need more of, Daryl, is people with that level of dedication. Because if there were 26 Daryls or 25 other Daryls, there's like about 20-something state house committees here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
If there were 20-something more Daryls who could actually adopt each one of those committees, meaning you pay attention to just their bills, you pay attention to what hearings they're having, you go to the hearings, you can testify on the stuff that you think's important to talk to them about, and you've become an expert to these folks.
Yes.
You're someone who, you're there so often, they know who you are, they know you by first name. Usually it's you and the bureaucrats from the elections department, the Secretary of State's office,
and one thing that I've seen a lot more so far this year is some bureaucrats from the Municipal Association coming in to testify. Because there's been a lot more stuff dealing with local elections that has come forward this year.
Right. So yeah. Generally, it's you versus the bureaucrats, and
right.
You're the only person in there arguing for more election freedom and like the ability to run as a third-party candidate
yes.
and things like that. And so to have somebody adopt one of these committees across the board would be incredibly powerful. These are some of the ripe opportunities that we have here in New Hampshire where every single piece of legislation gets a public hearing. If
yes.
you want to speak on something, you can absolutely go and speak on it. And I highly recommend people get involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. This is a great way to coordinate with others getting involved in the state house. And you can even be an activist for New Hampshire without even living here.
as the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance supporter,
yep.
you can be outside of New Hampshire, and you can do what you also do, Daryl, is review the bills. You've reviewed more than 130 bills so far this
year. Nearly 140.
And that's a huge chunk of the nearly 800-some that
850,
are...
I believe.
So if you're not in New Hampshire and you want to help us with what we're doing here, you can review those bills. You can review those from anywhere in the world. As long as you understand the ideas of liberty, you would be useful to the New Hampshire Liberty movement. You can help strengthen the most effective movement in the world. So please go to nhliberty.org and learn how you can help us out. And then, of course, more importantly, move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is now at 98% of its goal. You can go there to freestateproject.org to get signed up for that. Let's go to Tom, or back to Tom in Baltimore. I know you said you had a few more thoughts you wanted to share about the remainder of the occupiers who are still there in the wildlife refuge in Oregon, and many of whom are literally digging into the dirt with a caterpillar device, and they've got what appears to be machine guns and are advocating for killing federal agents. So your thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to digress momentarily until I just looked at the clock. I'll just say this. And you never cease to amaze me with your knowledge base. You're absolutely right about what you're saying regarding the legislation that you're looking to get passed. How did you get into politics like that? I mean, you're a young guy, right?
I'm 37.
Okay. And I'm still impressed.
Yeah, still so impressed, basically, yeah. You know, I found out how easy it was to testify here in New Hampshire to committees. You look at the schedule, comes out Thursday or Friday. You see what bills are having hearings the following week. Generally, those hearings are Tuesdays and Thursdays. They have their session on Wednesdays. And I knew that New Hampshire did not have the best ballot access laws. And so I started going and seeing what was being done in the election law committee and decided...
Nothing good.
Right. And it was really after there was a horrible bill that sort of slipped under my radar. And luckily that's being challenged in federal court right now at my request to the NHCLU. But it was after that that I decided I'm going to show up for every hearing that they have to make sure that nothing slips by, and... You know, if it does, at least I can try to stop it beforehand by telling them, hey, listen, if you pass this, there will be a lawsuit.
Fantastic. Yeah, maybe I'll write you or we can talk off the air someday and I can give you some tips. I might learn some things from you. I can proudly say that I'm responsible for taking what was really just an idea, getting it drafted and having it heard and read before the various committees and passed into law. My bill was the fastest in the history of Maryland, and I found out later that there was a group, actually several groups, that had been working on it literally for decades. And I stumbled onto a couple of ways of working with the legislature here in Maryland, and I think it would work anywhere, that really is like magic, and I'd like to share that with you sometime. Like I said, you might give me some tips as well.
Do you want to give out your email?
Yeah, Daryl? Certainly. Daryl@freetalklive.com.
All right, Tom, you got like 30 seconds if you want to give us your thoughts on Oregon.
I'm going to tell you what I heard, and I wasn't even going to bring it up until you mentioned these land movers. Last evening, I had heard from the source that gave me the information about someone being killed, which wasn't completely accurate because they thought it was Ammon, but it was something that came out long before anyone else ever heard about it. So the source is pretty good, just maybe a little off. It told me that there were skirmishes last evening that weren't being reported. And today I heard a young lady call into a radio station, and we caught the tail end of it, and it actually was a show about religion, and she was asking for prayer help because her friends were in that facility, and she didn't know if it was a trick to get them out or not, but she claimed that they were dug in, and I wasn't sure what she meant. People use that term a lot, but she said in holes, fighting, exchanging gunfire with the FBI as if they were having gun battles all day, which,
interesting.
You know, it clicked with what the guy said the other evening. And then when you mentioned the land movers, what were they doing with them? It really makes me wonder how much truth is it to the possibility that they're actually fighting up there as
Why wouldn't they say it, though, on the camera? I mean, if they were actually involved in skirmishes, as you were suggesting, why wouldn't they say, the Fed shot at us last night, please come help? I mean, they're asking for help, but they haven't said anything about actually trading gunfire, at least that I've seen. I mean, by no means have I watched any of the full amount of streaming that they've done.
We watched a bit.
I've skipped through it, but...
Yes, they started it, and maybe they don't want to implicate themselves.
Could be.
I'm just guessing here.
Yeah, okay, interesting speculation, Tom. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Bradley in Michigan. Bradley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a update about the medical marijuana trial that I talked about the past couple days.
Yeah, this is the guy who is on trial facing, felony distribution charges. He was working at a medical marijuana facility in Michigan when an undercover agent came in and was able to purchase marijuana without the proper paperwork, basically, and they came after this dude. What's the latest?
Okay, so he got charged with three charges, all of which are felonies. One of them was possession with intent to sell. The other was manufacturing something. And then the other one was operating a drug house. The jury made their decision. You know, it took them several hours, so we thought it was looking good.
Uh-oh.
Well, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. The third charge, the operating the drug house, they found him not guilty. But the first charge for possession with intent, they found him guilty. And then the second charge, manufacturing, it was a hung jury. So I'm guessing the prosecutor's probably going to, you know, keep pushing for the second charge, and they're going to find a new jury. And, you know, they're going to select a new jury probably, and they're not going to have all those supporters that they had last time. So probably going to be more likely to say that he's guilty.
Well, thank you for the update on that. And, you know, I think that once again, I'll circle right back around to the same old invitation. If you care about liberty, you got to get to New Hampshire at this point. We've got to get the numbers together.
Excellent. Signed up, and you know, my girlfriend and I are moving.
Did she sign up?
She signed up too. We're probably going to be moving in a couple of years. You know, I still have things that I got to do and save up money.
Yep, you got to tie up those loose ends and make sure everything's all taken care of back in the homestead, so you can move to New Hampshire and get active here, and then have more of an effect for freedom. Thanks, Bradley, for your call. Thanks for the updates on that story. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And it has been Ian here with you tonight,
and Mark,
and Daryl.
We will see you tomorrow online between now and then. And there's still some stuff in this militia thing we weren't able to cover. We'll post some of it to our Facebook and Twitter, and I'm sure there will be developments between now and tomorrow night. This has been Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.